Good morning. This is a really big day.
This is our first show, guys. Welcome to Songs with Words by Joe
and Veronica. This is Songs with Words.
And you are listening, and you're listening to 91.5
WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yay!
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about the concept of our show.
The way that I've been describing it to people is part radio show, part fireside chats. Basically, each time we come together, we're going to play music and also read something, because it's songs with words.
And like poems or like excerpts from like whatever book we're reading that
Literally week. Anything, an article, something someone else
wrote. And
then
the songs relate in one way or another to whatever we're reading.
Maybe. Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
If we want them to. So today, we decided to start by bringing our favorite poems.
Yes.
And I honestly, like, they're a little bit related. Like, I think they go together really well. So, first of all, that was Back Pocket by Wolfpack. We chose that for the poem that I selected, which is Oranges by Gary Soto, which I will read. This is my favorite poem. I actually wrote my personal statement about this poem. Fun fact. Do you want to read each other's poems?
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Okay, so Joe is going to read Oranges by Gary Soto.
Okay. Oranges. The first time I walked with a girl, I was 12. Cold and weighted down with two oranges in my jacket. December, frost cracking beneath my steps, my breath before me, then gone. As I walked toward her house, the one whose porch light burned yellow, night and day in any weather, a dog barked at me until she came out pulling at her gloves, face bright with rogue. I smiled, touched her shoulder, and led her down the street. Across a used car lot and a line of newly planted trees until we were breathing. Before a drugstore, we entered the tiny bell, bringing a sales lady down a narrow aisle of goods. I turned to the candies, tiered like bleachers, and asked what she wanted. Light in her eyes, a smile, starting at the corners of her mouth. I fingered a nickel in my pocket, and when she lifted a chocolate, that cost a dime. All right, that was Oranges by Gary Soto, and now we will play three other songs that we picked to relate to this poem, starting with Bruised Orange by Justin Vernon.
I hope the mic...
My heart's in the ass, come and hello, come back. Like a long ago Sunday, when I walked through the alley, I'm a cold winter's morning to a church house just to shovel some snow. I heard sirens on the train track, how naked getting new. And out to bars being hit by a local commuter, just from walking with his back turned to the train. It was coming so slow. You can gaze at the wheel, get mad, get madder. Throw your hands in the air, saying what does it matter? But it don't do no good to get angry, so help me, I know. For a heart stained anger grows weak and grows bitter. Watch yourself sit there wrapped up in the trap of your very own chain of sorrow. I've been brought down to zero, pulled out and put back there. Sat on a park bench, kissed a girl with the black hair, and my head shouted down to my heart, you better look out below. Hey, it ain't such a long drop. Don't stammer, don't stir. From the diamonds in the sidewalk to the dirty in the gutter. And you carry those bruises to remind you wherever you go. You can gaze at the misery, get mad and get madder. Throw your hands in the air, saying what does it matter? But it don't do no good to get angry, so help me, I know. For a heart stained in anger grows weak and grows bitter. You become your own prisoner as you watch yourself sit there wrapped up in the trap of your very own shameless sorrow.
Waking you up to close the bar. Strength's what you can tell by the sound of the cars. The bartender singing Clementine while he's turning around the open sign. Dreadful sorry.
Okay, did anyone hear me? No. Hey, guys. Yes? Okay, perfect. This is, like, a lot scarier because our parents are here. They're, like, here.
They're
in the room.
In the room. Yeah, we have a live audience.
And, like there's, like, cameras in our face. Like, the paparazzi is in the room. So, like, it's really intense. We're also both, like, behind mic one because we're really nervous.
We're hugging together to keep each other sane. Okay, now we're going to read a PSA.
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No.
Okay.
You chose the next song. Tell us.
Yes.
Speak louder.
This is For Emma by Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. You're bon in French Iver. Now.
I'm sorry.
Also, why did you choose it? Tell us.
You know, I just thought the message of the poem was very much like childlike love, and that's what I thought that Oranges, the poem, conveyed. So
I agree.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
All right, so that was First Love / Late Spring by Mitski. Sorry if there was any cracking up. We were on the wrong aux, but hopefully the rest of the show will be clean listening from here.
I just want to clarify that we were not on the wrong aux.
We were on a on a bad aux.
The aux, it was the aux.
It was the aux, it wasn't us, guys.
Okay. We'd just like to take a moment to thank...
To thank...
Our listeners,
especially Mia Barnes and Dan Shaw and... Eli. Anyways.
I don't know who's... I don't remember how to check how many people are listening, but
we
I
love
think you're
all
the only
of
ones.
You. No. Hopefully there's more.
Hopefully there's more.
Okay, so now we will read a PSA.
Yay!
About Tufts University Art Galleries.
Because we are patrons of the arts here at Songs of Words.
We are.
Songs with Words. Okay, you start.
Okay. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. All exhibitions and related programmings are free, open to the public, and fully accessible.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eidichman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University.
For current expeditions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518.
This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. It's a good art gallery. I recommend. There's a good show there right now. Remember?
Yes,
when we saw it?
We did see it. It was great.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we will play the first song related to my poem, which we will then read after the song, and that song is No Other Heart by Mac DeMarco.
Stay tuned for the poem reveal. I was waiting for you to laugh.
For one.
Okay. So, good song. I never heard that one before. I'm not an avid Mac DeMarco listener, but...
I'm not either, but I love that one.
I like that song. Okay, so I guess it's time for a second poem.
Mia Barnes will remember this poem. This poem was very important to me in my senior year of high school, and I memorized it and would just recite it at random times.
Wow.
So
you're really cool.
Thanks.
You're so cool. I really love this poem. It's a little bit sad.
It is a little sad,
But my poem was also a little bit sad. So, like, we're kind of in a somber autumnal mood today, I guess. This is Wind and Window Flower by Robert Frost. Lovers, forget your love, and list to the love of these, she a window flower and he a winter breeze. When the frosty window veil was melted down at noon, and the caged yellow bird hung over her in tune, he marked her through the pane, he could not help but mark, and only passed her by to come again at dark. He was a winter wind, concerned with ice and snow, dead weeds and unmated birds, and little of love could know. But he sighed upon the sill, he gave the sash a shake, as witness all within who lay that night awake. Perchance he half prevailed to win her for the flight, from the firelit looking glass and warm stove window light. But the flower leaned aside and thought of naught to say, and morning found the breeze 100 miles away. We should snap. I can't really snap very well. You snap for us.
Wait, I gotta...
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yay!
I really love that one. That reads very nicely.
Yes, it does. Robert
Frost. Is that iambic pentameter?
I think it might be.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. So now...
So I chose A Love of Some Kind by Adrian Lenker because... I felt like this is like how the wind feels in this poem, and also it comes from an album called Ours Were the Birds, and there was a bird reference.
There was a bird reference. Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah, so this is A Love of Some Kind by Adrian Lenker.
Hello, look, I can't be sure, but I think I've seen you. Maybe once or twice before. Either way, I need you. Will you stay? Nothing much in a way, and the sky is always bending, and I hate pretending like I'm doing fine. Would you mind? I could use a love of some kind. I've read the books, I've tried it all. I've lived behind a curtain. And maybe life is protocol, but I still feel uncertain. Every day I get lost in the gray, but the light is ever vying, and it finds me trying to find. Let go my heart to fill. I could use a heart, I could use a home, I could use a love of some kind.
Okay, so that was Blue Coop by Twin Peaks. Joe, you want to tell us a little bit about why you chose that song?
So actually, this song was introduced to me by my dear friend Fagan 2 days ago, last night actually, and I was trying to figure out what music related to the poem, and he was like, this song is perfect, and then I listened to it and I agreed. So
thank you, Fagan. Actually told me that he would listen when he walks Charlie the dog on Monday.
Yeah, so he'll hear the shout out.
So thank you, future Fagan.
Thank you, future Fagan.
Nobody tell Fagan.
Song recommendation.
It's a surprise.
Yes.
Okay, what do we have next? We have You Really Got a Hold on Me by the Beatles, a classic.
Nice.
There's like a little bit of like contrasting personalities in love in the poem.
Okay.
You know, like the wind is like not meant for the window flowers, but they're still in love.
I see.
I connected it to this song a little bit.
Wait, isn't it blowing in the wind right now?
I guess.
Okay, is the next one after this song, which is called Blowin' in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
Which is also a classic. So
that
we have two classics in a row.
That was just a little preview.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
That wasn't, yeah.
Okay.
Now we have two classics in a row. Ready?
But you're hearing Blowin' in the Wind first, so.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? The answer is blowing in the wind.
banquet now. You've really got a hold on me.
Okay, you just heard You Really Got a Hold on Me by the Beatles, but you already knew that.
So nice. So I just want to have a little appreciate the people in the room right now, our dear, dear parents.
Yes.
We came up for Parents Weekend. My mom is here, Kimberly M. Rock, my dad, Eric D. Haggard. They're the best.
Full name.
Say hi.
Hi, you're living the dream.
And my mom, Dr. Iman S. Kamel.
Yeah, say that, doctor. Loud and proud.
Full title. Thank you for coming all the way across the country. Yeah, every form of transportation was
taken. Used, yeah.
Cars, trains, planes, automobiles. All of them.
No boats yet.
No boats, no.
All right, so now we have What Would I Do by Strawberry Guy. And then after that?
We're going to hear... Well, I'll tell you after it plays.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
You'll see.
All right, so here's Strawberry Guy.
Somewhere
Alright, so again, that was What Would I Do by Strawberry Guy. I feel like out of all the songs that I chose, this one relates the most to my poem. It's about, like, looking at somebody through, like, the other side of a glass and, like, wanting them.
Oh.
Exactly.
Wow.
Like my poem. Exactly. I know. It was crazy.
How did you come across it?
I'm pretty sure that Fagan introduced me to this song, too. Okay. Fagan is a big music inspiration.
Fagan is the superhero of today's show.
Yeah, so...
The show is sponsored by Fagan.
Yeah, this show is sponsored by Fagan Doyle.
Thank you, Fagan.
Thank you. Okay, so now we have Veronica's song, so...
Well, I chose this song because... Well, it's called There's Too Much Love by Belle and Sebastian. I felt like part of the meaning of the poem was, like, the wind just, like, has this, like, love that, like, it can't hold back or control for the window flowers. I really wanted to play Belle and Sebastian also.
Okay, of course, as one does.
And so I chose the song, and I also felt like we needed another, like, upbeat song.
Mm, oh, it's upbeat, okay.
It's a little bit more upbeat.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I feel like both of us sort of lean towards, like, a...
Acoustic, slow.
Like, slower
vibe. Yeah, I agree. Okay, so, let's hear her.
Yeah, let's turn it up, honestly.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're nearing the end of our first ever special hour together.
Oh my gosh, songs with words. Wonderful.
I had a really good time.
Yeah, so did I.
I can't wait to do this again. We'll be here every other Saturday,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, we will be.
So, I guess we should do a station ID.
Yeah, we should. This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo! Yay! So we'll play a little song to send you guys off on your day. And this is by my favorite artist probably of all time, Gregory Alan Isaacoff, and it is Big Black Car.
Let's hear it. We love you guys.
You were a phonograph, I was a kid, I sat with an ear close just listening. I was there when the rain tapped away down your face. You were a miracle, eyes just holding your space. World time has a way of throwing it all in your face. The past she is haunted, the future is laced. Heartbreak, you know, drives a big black car. I swear I was in the backseat, just minding my own. Come like rain. They won't stay, they won't stay for too long now. This could be all that we know of loving all. Well, you were a dancer and I was a rag. The song in my head, it was all that I had. Hope was a letter I never could send. Well, love was a country we couldn't defend. Through the carnival, we watched them go round and round. All we knew of home, clowns. Oh, well, you were a magazine, I was a plain Jane, just walking the sidewalks covered in rain. Love to just get into some of your stories, me and all.